couple things about this picture that might seem a little different. First of all, it's black and white, and if you follow this blog at all, you know I almost never post black and white photos. But when I do, it's usually people. I don't think I posted any black and white pictures of anything but people. Sometimes I think that doing a photo in black and white when there's people involved makes you focus more on the human element rather than the colors or anything that might distract you from just looking at the emotions or the expressions or anything on the people or what's happening with the people. So that's why I think it's interesting to put photos in black and white sometimes. And you know what? Come to think of it, I do recall a few non-people photos that I put on that were black and white. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. Sorry about that. And what you're looking at here is kind of an interesting scene that you only see if you're around schools, and even then only at certain times. So the man on the right is a member of the Gideons, and they're a group that goes around distributing Bibles to anyone, and they often set up shop on outside of schools, like public schools, or in this case on college campuses, and they don't break rules. They're not like trying to illegally smuggle things, at least not in this country. Sometimes they do into foreign countries where the Bible is not really allowed, but in the United States, they'll go on college campuses and they'll go to populated areas and they'll just distribute Bibles. Usually it's a New Testament along with Psalms and Proverbs. And if you look, that's what the man is holding there in his hand. It's this small New Testament. And it's kind of interesting. He's holding the Bible in his hand and the student he's talking with is holding a phone in his hand. And it's kind of an interesting examination of what we value. Not that it's not a judgment on like, well, the student should be holding a paper Bible. No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying that it's kind of this interesting generational picture where the one man has a book, a physical paper book, and the other younger man has a digital tool. So there's that element to it. But there's also the scene itself of this man, this elder gentleman giving or a Bible to this younger man, or at least engaging in a conversation about it. I don't know what exactly they were talking about, but this is what you see when you see these Gideons. They're not mean. They're not aggressive. They're super friendly guys, and all they want to do is just get the Bible out. And if you say no, thank you, then they say, have a good day. They're not mean about it, and they're not in your face other than as they just sort of stand there, and as you walk by, they'll extend a Bible and they'll say, would you like a copy of Scripture? And you can either say yes or no. So it's a really cool ministry that they do. And it brought back some memories of when I was a kid and I got my first Gideon Bible. And I kind of recount the story in the blog post of me getting this Bible in elementary school. And it's always kind of stuck with me. And when I saw them on campus on the day I took this photo, it was rainy, it was cloudy, and I went up to one of them before this picture was taken. I shook his hand and I thanked him for doing this work, especially given the weather. And later on, I went back to my office. I think ran an errand across campus and I saw the Gideons out and I thought, that's really cool. Shook one of their hands, said thank you, went back to my office. And as I'm in my office, I can look out and I can see this corner here where this conversation is taking place from my office window. And I thought about going out to take a picture and I thought, well, I don't want them to think I'm weird. I don't want to interrupt them. I don't want to cause problems and all this. And finally, I just said, who cares? I'm going to go and talk to them and take their picture. And so I did. I went out and talked to this guy and his friend who was standing there with him. And his friend had an umbrella, and that would have sent a clear message that it's raining. In this picture, you can't really tell that it's raining. But I had a really nice chat with them. I took exactly four pictures, two of each man. And this is the one that kind of stuck with me the most because there was It said the most. There's more going on in here. There's not just a guy standing around holding a Bible. He's talking to this other younger man here. And I feel like there's more dimensions to this picture than one of my other pictures where it was just a guy with a Bible and an umbrella, which is what it turned out to be. So I don't know. What else do you say about this picture? It carries some meaning to me, and I don't know if it'll carry any meaning to you. I don't even know if you know who the Gideons are or anything like that. But if nothing else, hopefully you look at this and you see genuine emotion and a human expression, a very human exchange taking place. Even if you know nothing about the context for the photo itself, hopefully it stands on its own just as a picture. And maybe there's the deeper meaning or the story behind it is interesting too. But that was kind of my goal when I took this. Once I decided to take the photo or to go out and talk to the guys about taking the photo, I just wanted an interesting picture, and I hope I got it. So anyway, that's probably more than you wanted to know about this, but thanks for listening anyway.